So now we're ready to work on the lead guitar part. We sit the intro out, but then the first phrase we have is this. And you can hear I'm using a little bit of my whammy bar. If you don't have one, you can just kind of pull on the neck a little bit, and that will give you the same effect. I'm starting off with my 4th string 2nd fret, 2nd finger. Then I'll play the 3rd string open, come back to that 4th string 2nd fret, play the 4th string open, and then go to the 5th string 3rd fret. And if you look at these notes, they're based around a C chord. You could just about hold down a C chord and just play the notes around it. But then we have this phrase. And there's a couple ways you can play it. What I do is I like to let go of the C chord, and I let finger one be my 4th string 2nd fret. I'll hit that, and then I'll hammer finger two onto the 4th string 3rd fret. And then I'll pull it right back off again, and it replucks that 4th string 2nd fret where I have finger one still down. And then I'll pull it off so that it plays the 4th string open. Now, a little trick I've learned through the years that when I do that with my picking hand, I let my pick hit that 4th string, but my middle finger that's not holding the pick, I actually have it on the 3rd string, just holding it down. That way, when I do this pull off at the end, if it accidentally plucks the 3rd string, and it usually does, you won't hear it. Like here it is if I take that finger off of that 3rd string. See, you can hear that 3rd string in there. So what I do is, in the picking hand again, that middle finger, the one that's not holding the pick, I let it hold the 3rd string. And that way, when I do all these pull-offs, especially that last one, it's going to bump that 3rd string, but the 3rd string is dead. Anyhow, the next note is the 5th string 3rd fret. And then I play the 4th string open. And this is where I bring in the whammy bar. And it's real subtle. It's not real extreme in this song. Just a little bit of a vibrato effect. And that's the first phrase we have in verse 1. Now let's see what we do after this.